is the day which the Lord has made. We will
rejoice.
Amen. Today we're going to be talking about the mighty men of valor. And we're going to be looking at King David and see what he did when with his reign as a king. So turn in your Bibles, if you would. Turn in your Bibles, actually, to Ephesians. That's where we'll start. You guys really think I'm going to do a message on mighty men of valor on Mother's Day? I'm just kidding. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Let's take a look at this video here before we get started with today's message. Well, I love that. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and happy Mother's Day to our moms. And I love our moms. So today we're not talking about the mighty men of valor, as I said. It's actually lessons for godly women. But I always like to have a good little laugh. So that was a great way to start it out. We are going to kick off with Ephesians, looking at a couple different things. When it comes to Father's Day and Mother's Day, I get it. I get not all the moms were great moms. I get that sometimes they weren't there. I know that. Don't think I preach these things. Think everybody had a wonderful mother. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But I'm well aware that not everybody did. So please keep that in mind as we talk about these things. There's also lessons that we can say, I can break that cycle. I can break that cycle and I can be a great mom. And by the way, these lessons for moms, they're not just for moms. They're for any of us to take on. But godly women will have these characteristics. They'll have these principles. They'll drive you on your date to prom and those type of things. You know, they'll do these things for their children. But they'll also be there to correct them when time needs to be corrected. And they'll take care of business. So as we look at this stuff, please understand that if you didn't have a godly mother, maybe your mother wasn't there, wasn't present, or wasn't alive when you grew up, that there's great role models that you can also be for other people. Maybe you're not a mom. Maybe you can be a great role model to other moms. You can help encourage them. You can help guide them and direct them. Maybe you're a guy and you say, oh, I like that. I can use that for being a great godly man as well. So they're not just lessons for women, but we will celebrate mothers today on Mother's Day. And we will not do mighty men of valor. That'll come some other time. We'll celebrate women today. How's that? We'll look at different aspects of the women and mothers in the Bible. You know, they had a couple things going for them. When God talked about women, when different people in the Bible wrote about women, they had places of dignity. They gave them attention. They gave them responsibility. But they gave them respect. And that was hard to do a lot of times. Back in the biblical days, not all women got a lot of respect, and their roles and duties were different. But in the Bible, when they're talked about, they're usually given a role of dignity, responsibility, and respect. And I love that about it. When mentioned, women or mothers played a great role and they had a great calling. Notice I said they had a great calling. The role of mother is what you have. The calling is something that you get to say, I want to be a great mother. And not everybody feels that sense of calling to be a mother. But I'm telling you today, you can still be a great mother. You can still be a great mother following these different things. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, and really, I was just getting you to a starting place. You can write it down, but we're going to hit just a couple verses and then get into the main part of today's message. But Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, it talks about mothers. And it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Got any children in here? We're all children. We're all somebody's children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Women, mothers, were worthy of honor in the Bible. Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 25. 23, verse 25, and it says, let your father and your mother be glad. Now listen to this, especially mothers. And let her who bore you rejoice. Oh, thank you. Some mothers may think, I don't feel like rejoicing with my children. I don't know. Maybe your rejoicing cup is empty, but I'm telling you today, I don't care how long it's been empty. I'm telling you today, it is time to pull up to the pump and fill up with some joy in being a mother. It is a great role. It is a great responsibility. And you need to show that you have joy in being a mother. Adam, how many children did you bear? But I'm saying, being a mother, that role, that responsibility is worthy of honor. It is worthy of being filled with joy. Exodus chapter 2, I'm not going to read any verses, but Exodus chapter 2, the entire thing is filled with a mother that was a protector. Moses' mother. Kill all the children, all the sons. Not children, all the sons. She said, oh, not my Moses. And she hid him for 3 months. Hid him from the enemy that was trying to take those children and kill them. Mothers are protectors. And then she sent the child down the way, but sent her daughter down the way further to look after the boy and see where he ended up. And they took care of Moses, and he became a great leader. Mothers are protectors. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Mothers are trainers and educators. Children, return to the Lord. Return to the Lord. Moms, be filled with joy. Children, honor your mother. And then Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29, verse 15. The rod and rebuke give wisdom. But a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. Mothers are disciplinarians. Why? So their children don't bring shame to them. Children, don't be left to yourselves and bring shame to your mom. These are just a couple aspects of mothers worthy of honor, filled with joy, protectors, trainers, or educators, disciplinarians. A great role and a great calling and a great responsibility mothers have. Again, worthy of our respect as well. Now let's turn to Proverbs chapter 31. And that'll be our story today. Proverbs chapter 31. And I love this. It says, the words of King Lemuel's mother. Anybody happen to watch the coronation of the king? All right, four of us. Okay. I found it fascinating, even though when I was driving home, I was talking to my wife, and she said, I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm watching the king's coronation. Do you want to watch it with me when you get home? I said, no, I want no part of that. Came home, sat down, said, oh, hang on, this is fascinating. And I couldn't change from it. And I was fascinated just by all the pomp and circumstances and all the things that went into the king, or to the prince becoming a king. And when they anointed him with oil that he was shielded, it's the first time it's been done publicly, but it was done publicly behind shields, and they had three walls shielding him from the people that were anointing him. And I thought, the great responsibility that comes with being a king and leading people now rests on his shoulders. Now, I'm sure he thought this would have come years ago, but lo and behold, his mother lived a long, long life. So as I read this, especially with the king's coronation, I found value in this, and I thought, I wonder what words of advice his mother told him over the years. Some were public, some were not. But we'll see probably some connection as we read the story. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 1, and it says, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. Well, praise God. Right out of the gate, who got credit for it? Mom. We do all these different things. do we always give credit to the right person? And usually it's mom. But mom gets credit in the Bible for this. And I love it. The value of pointing out that it came from his mother tells us today these are great lessons for godly women. And she said in verse 2, what, my son, and what, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, not your ways to that which destroys kings. She said, it is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. I did find it fascinating that she says, let these other people, almost with no hope, have that stuff so they can forget their misery, but not you, not king and not prince. You don't drink. Verse 8 says, open your mouth for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Says, who can find a virtuous wife? Let's take a minute to pause there. Who can find a virtuous wife? It sounds like that's a hard thing. Thank you, Dale. I love that. Dale said, I found one. It's hard to find. So as we look at this, also strive to be a virtuous wife in having those characteristics of a godly mother. But listen to what he says about a virtuous wife. Dale, you'll agree with me, I'm sure. For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, and when he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Now listen to this, verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. And then I love how it ends. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Children, when was the last time you rose up and called your mom blessed? Her husband also calls her blessed and praises her. Husbands, when was the last time you rose up and called your wife blessed and praised her? Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Did you catch that? But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I love this chapter. It is a mother counseling her son who happens to be a leader, who happens to be a king. Back then they used to have harems and they had lots of women, and kings would often get lost up, maybe with one in particular, and he'd lose his power over a woman. And so when she says, don't give your power to a woman, she's saying, don't give up the kingdom for a woman. I know of a leader, a big leader of a financial institution, headed on his way to becoming the head of that entire corporation. But for one small flaw of a teller at that financial institution, and he lost it all. Needless to say, he lost his wife, he lost his family. He ended up losing his home, he became homeless. Believe it or not, the leader of a financial institution lost it all. What, my son, do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. His mother was saying, protect your role. Protect your responsibility. This kingdom is your responsibility. Protect that at all cost. Especially when it comes to women. But then she goes on and says, but don't drink either. I almost feel like that's applause. Thank you, God. It's your message. She says, don't drink, because you have to remain sober so that you could pass on good judgment. She says, don't drink, verse 5, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Kings were meant to protect the less fortunate, the helpless, the needy. She said, when you drink, you forget who and what you are. And you lose all that stuff. And you're no longer protecting anybody when you're in that state. So number one, stay pure. Stay pure. Number two, stay sober. Then number three, be the voice and defender. Be the voice and defender. To who? To the weak and the helpless. Open your mouth for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. You're to be the voice, the mother says. And you're to be the defender of the needy and the helpless, those that can't speak, those that need help. Give to the needy. Prince Charles, now King Charles, said he is, as we draw some comparisons there, he has always been a supporter of education for the needy and helping people that have need of that. Sometimes, again, publicly, sometimes more privately, he did those things. But now we get into the interesting part. Who can find a virtuous wife besides Dale Bradshaw? For Veda's worth is far above rubies, according to what Dale has told us. She's going to hit me later or something, I don't know. But when we find a virtuous woman, the qualities of that woman, that is a woman that is trustworthy, she can now, or he can now, trust her. She isn't here. She isn't a gold digger. She isn't these things. Not Veda, I'm talking about a virtuous wife in general. Okay. They're not a gold digger. It says this woman is trustworthy. She can be trusted with everything in the household. Everything with responsibility to what the man now has. She goes out and she's productive. She's hardworking. She's far more valuable than rubies. That isn't just a virtuous wife, that's her mother's. A mother's worth is far more valuable than rubies, than any gem. They have a role and a responsibility for caring and nurturing. Providing for, being productive for the household. Verse 26 through 31 really calls out this. Like I said, at the very end of this, I love it. And it talks about mothers. But I love verse 25 that says, strength and honor are her clothing. Moms sometimes are slow to rejoice because they're busy. And they sometimes question their value or their worth because they're busy and they're running and they're going and they're doing. And we, quite frankly, fail to slow down and appreciate them. And say, I'm grateful for what you've done. I'm grateful for who you are. I'm grateful for what you've taught me, what you've shown me. One thing we haven't touched on is the love of a mother. Quite frankly, that's not in my notes. But if we don't talk about the love of a mother, oh my goodness. I don't want to hear stories, but we could tell stories all day long about the love of a mother, could we not? The love of a mother and what they do. You know, we know the story about the son that leaves the home and he's coming back and the dad sees him. But I think, where is the mother in that story? I'm sure she probably was the first one to spot him. From afar off, it says that the dad saw him. But I'm sure the mother saw him first, said, uh-oh, we got to have a party, and went in and started preparing. The love of a mother is so great. Children are different when they experience the love of a mother versus those that don't get to experience the love of a mother. They grow up differently. They're soothed differently. Studies have shown that. Where I was going with all this was, mothers don't often rejoice because they're busy. But it says, she shall rejoice in time to come. You know, I was telling Susie, a picture popped up on my phone this morning. 4 years ago, Lainey's graduation from high school. She said, well, she's graduating college tomorrow. I'm like, what? When did that happen? Well, in the last 4 years. If you would have asked me, I said she'd been up there 2 years, 4 years. And as we celebrate these different milestones of our children growing up, she shall rejoice in time to come. Mothers, I'm telling you, put it on your schedule. Take time to rejoice. Let's try this. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. That was lackluster. Let's try just the moms. The men must have driven that down a little bit. Just the moms respond to this. Okay. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Oh, yeah. Men, we drug it down. I'm sorry, ladies. We drug it down for you. Take time to rejoice. She shall rejoice in time to come. But listen to this. It says, she opens her mouth with wisdom. This is a wise woman. And again, I understand that we weren't all blessed with mothers that were that way. I get it. But these are lessons for godly women. She opens her mouth with wisdom. And I'm sure what that means is at times she opens her mouth with wisdom and closes it back up, because that's what her wisdom tells her to do at times. I'm not saying women be quiet. I'm saying that a wise woman knows this may not be the time or place, or I may not be the one to give the message. But it says, on her tongue is a law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household. She takes care of the household. That includes all those things we mentioned earlier that the mothers do. They're worthy of honor. They're filled with joy. They're protectors. They are trainers. They are educators. And they are disciplinarians. She watches over the ways of her household. She doesn't eat bread of idleness. They're not just standing around doing nothing while the children are off doing their own thing, as we mentioned from the other proverb, bringing shame to their mom because they're idle. The moms aren't idle. They're taking care of the children and raising them. And because of that, her children rise up and call her blessed. Well, Christian's about the only one I'm going. Oh, David's on the end there. I didn't even see you, David. I'm sorry. I was going to say, where'd David go? I'm just saying it to you guys because you're older than the little ones right here. Rise up. Rise up one day and call your mom blessed. And her husband also. Oh, Corey. Rise up one day and call her blessed. Maritza, we'll add you to that group as well. Rise up and call your mom blessed. Of course, Jim, do the same. Call her blessed and praise her. You too. Rise up and call her blessed. Take opportunity to bless our mothers. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. The godly mother excels all the others with her wisdom, with her knowledge, with her guidance and direction for the children. Raise them in the way they should go, and they will not depart from it when they get older. You excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Number one, I said, was stay pure. Number two, stay sober. Number three, be a voice and defender. To whom? To the weak and the helpless. Number four, find a virtuous wife. And then number five, fear the Lord. Again, that's not just for moms. That's for all of us to have a great fear of the Lord. A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Godly woman is wise when she opens her mouth. She's kind. It says her on her tongue is a law of kindness. She can still discipline with kindness. She's protective. She's productive. She's a provider. She is fearful of the Lord. This type of mother is called blessed by her children and her husband, and they praise her. This type of mother excels all other mothers. Today, while we celebrate all mothers again, this message isn't just for moms. It is for moms because it comes from the king's mother, giving him, the king, words of advice. Here's how to rule over your kingdom, son. The king is not above hearing his mom tell him how to live his life. remember that, all those of you that are afraid or tired of hearing your mother still tell you what to do when you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever. 30s, whatever. The mother of the king is still guiding him and giving him great advice, by the way. At the very end of that, the king gives credit to his mother for those words and writes it down for us to have a godly way of living and a godly way of leading our household, our families, just our lives in general. Strive to be this type of mother, this type of godly mother with these attributes. Worthy of honor, filled with joy, protecting, training, educating, and disciplining our children. Amen? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for our mothers. Lord, we take time just to celebrate them on this wonderful Mother's Day. Lord, we ask today that we be reminded of the characteristics of a godly mother. We be reminded that mothers are worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Help us to be reminded that women are to be filled with joy. Lord, for the mothers that may be running low on joy, that they would be filled up. They would be re-energized and filled with joy over being a mother. Lord, for those today that may be mourning the loss of their mother and the absence of their mother in their life, Lord, that you would fill them, that you would fill that void with your love and your kindness and your generosity. But again, God, that we can just break that cycle for the mothers that are absent, and we can be a godly woman and a godly mother. God, where our mothers are gone and they've gone on, Lord, that today we still can honor them for their presence in our lives. For the mothers still here, Lord, let us praise them. Let us bless them. Let us rise up and bless them. Lord, today we celebrate our mothers, who also, like the virtuous wife, are more valuable than rubies. Holy Spirit, today we ask you to come and fill us up. Fill this place. Fill our lives, Lord, with your presence. Lord, that we can just enjoy time with you and in your kingdom. Lord, we ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.